It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. Getting off a beautiful weekend we had.
Yeah, well, that was a nice one, and hope everybody had a chance to get out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Had a pleasant temperatures yesterday at the upper 70s for a high.
Yeah, and it was lower 70s on Saturday where I was. It
good
was...
For Dawson's Riverfest and all that was on this weekend. So
yeah, Friday was a... was very uncomfortable.
Yep, but that's Minnesota.
Yep.
So you never know what you're going to get.
That's right, and I had a good time. Spent the weekend out in South Dakota prairies, so.
Hunting prairie dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's hard to believe the 4th of July holiday is coming up here pretty darn
soon. Yeah, extremely fast.
But we do want to plug, had a contact here from Tim Volk. And he says, in recognition of the country's independence, they're going to be raising the flags over at the Flags of Honor site in Madison starting at 5 p.m. Friday. And then they'll take them down Tuesday, July 5th at 5 p.m. if the weather's cooperating, which it looks like it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So any assistance would be greatly appreciated.
You know, they always have a lot of volunteers to help do that.
Right. That's good. So if you want to help, just show up at the corner of 40 and 75 there and lend a hand. They'd appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Spec 5 Donald Everett Huber. Donald was born on September 1st, 1937, in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and passed away on March 14th, 2013. Entered active duty in the United States Army on March 29th, 1960, and was honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on March 18th, 1963, at Fort Hamilton, New York. He was a construction machine operator with Company A of the 45th Engineer Battalion. Spent 10 months and 23 days overseas service over in Europe. And he was a marksman with the M14 rifle. So thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Yep. Don's a good guy.
Yeah.
So salute to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Especially at your office.
Yes. And I do want to say Monday, county offices will be closed because of 4th of July.
Okay.
So, we'll still... bring the show on. Have the show here. The show must go on.
That's right. We'll be here.
Yep.
By the magic of radio.
Yep.
Let's talk about our topic at hand today. Governor Walz celebrates Comprehensive Veterans Omnibus Bill and the National Guard Retention Bonus Bill.
Yeah, there's a couple of things on this omnibus bill that I wanted to point out. Governor Walz's office sent this out on June 2nd, but... he ceremoniously signed the Comprehensive Veterans Omnibus Bill and National Guard Retention Bonus Bill on June 2nd. SF 4233 on May 10th was signed. This law will move the state towards ending and preventing veteran homelessness, provide service bonuses to post 9/11 era veterans and Gold Star families, fund veterans' homes and veterans' cemeteries. HF 3379 expands eligibility for reenlistment bonuses for service members in the Minnesota National Guard. Governor Walz says, I'm grateful for the legislature for making our National Guard service members, veterans, and their families a priority this year. This legislation is going to improve the lives of those who have sacrificed for our state and nation. The main thing I wanted to talk about this is service bonuses. For every conflict since World War I, the state of Minnesota has given out a service bonus to veterans who served during that time period and overseas. The press release says nearly $25 million. It's $24.8 million. For service bonuses to post 9/11 era veterans and Gold Star families. I've had some training on this last week, and what it is, it's $600 for veterans who served on active duty anywhere between September 11th, 2001 and August 31st, 2021. $1,200 for those that have a campaign ribbon, Iraq campaign medal, Afghanistan Campaign Medal, Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, and there's another one. I'm not quite sure what, I can't remember which one it is, but there's $1,200 for those that have a campaign medal and $2,000 for Gold Star families, those who were killed in action of or died because of a service-related injury. So they'll start accepting applications for that on July 7th. So that's coming up here pretty quick.
It is.
Yeah. Veteran homelessness, $5.4 million will go toward a grant to the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans to provide assistance to veterans and former service members and their families who are homeless or in danger of becoming homeless. The bill also includes $1.7 million annually to fund temporary housing options for veterans and former service members experiencing homelessness and to increase outreach activities to end homelessness. $10.3 million in fiscal year 22 and $16.5 million in fiscal year 23, which starts July 1st, for the design, construction, furnishing, and equipping of new veterans' homes to support aging veterans in Bemidji, Montevideo, and Preston, Minnesota. Let's see, National Guard retention. $4 million will go towards enlistment incentives designed to retain and train the trained and ready members of the Minnesota National Guard between fiscal years 23 and 25. And veteran cemeteries. Bill includes $830,000 annually to operate state veteran cemeteries, including operations in Redwood County, as Redwood Falls is in the process of building a new veteran cemetery. Bill's passed the Minnesota House and Senate with nearly unanimous support. So some good news for veterans, and I'm sure I'm going to be inundated with questions regarding that service bonus.
That was nice to get a few extra bucks.
Yep. Yep, I know Gulf War veterans got service bonuses, Vietnam veterans got service, Korean War, World War II, and World War I veterans all got service bonuses, so it's about time they give them to the post-9/11 veterans as well.
$1,000 or $2,000, that can still go a little ways.
$600, $1,200, and $2,000.
Yep. Right, so still meaningful these days.
Yep.
Even in this day of inflation.
Yep, and it's an online portal to apply, and that it starts on July 7th.
Okay. Sounds good. So don't miss the opportunity.
Yep. More information on this, you can contact our office. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and Western Guard this week. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I left that out for you.
You left it out. Thank you.
Yeah, my mutilated magnet there.
Yeah. It does its job.
It does.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Sometimes I'm in and out for meetings, so it's better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
And again, you will be closed on July 4th.
Yep, we will be closed till July 4th. I have an appointment this afternoon, so I'll be closing at noon today. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we will chat again next week. Is the 4th. That is actually, that's actually the day we'll be talking. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll
through the magic of radio, probably
set off a couple of firecrackers or something at the beginning of the show. Outside, of course.
Outside, of course.
And Minnesota legal, of course.
Yep.
All right. Well, Josh, you have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.
You too. Thank you very much.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.